The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Shane Harger's with us, and Shane Harger is a former chief of police of Jemez Springs, New Mexico. I met Shane at a CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association convention in Las Vegas. We spent some time together. We've been behind the microphones together. Welcome, Shane Harger.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're certainly welcome. Shane, you've become fairly well known because you were fired, we believe, as a result of signing a document that says that you are reaffirming your oath of office to protect and defend we the people from enemies foreign and domestic, and that you were going to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America and the Bill of Rights. And so you signed on to the CSPOA document, the very same document that I signed on. And 2 days after you signed it, you arrived back at your office in Jemez Springs, New Mexico, and were summarily fired. Well, you know, the process began to fire you. Isn't that right?
That's correct. Strange as it sounds, sometimes truth is stranger than fiction, is it not?
Yeah, well, and let's carry that forward. So then going forward, you spent some time at the Bundy Ranch. Sheriff Richard Mack was at the Bundy Ranch, and you were protecting we the people in Cliven Bundy from the threat and the assault by the federal government's Bureau of Land Management. You were there. You've had a loaded weapon. Pointed right at you, ready to execute you by a federal agent. Is that right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And then, and you were in the midst of some others who volunteered to come down there, supposed volunteers who come down or come out to the Bundy Ranch to help defend the Bundys from the federales. And a couple of the people who were there, who you know were there because people who were with you met them, were involved in a shooting that killed two police officers in Las Vegas. Isn't that right?
It's very tragic, Vince. It really is. You know, I'd like to take this opportunity to say that my heart goes out to my fellow brothers and sisters of law enforcement, those that, you know, while simply being amongst the citizens and eating their lunch, were executed for no reason, without just cause. It's a travesty, and my heart goes out to those families. I can only imagine what their agencies are going through, those that they work with and serve alongside. It's very difficult for me to even talk about. I know that there's so many souls out there that are hurting right now as a result of this. But, yes, at the Bundy Ranch, there were two individuals that were out there that just seemed to be usurpers, if you would. They weren't there. You could just get the feeling when you're around these people, they weren't there to help. They weren't there for the sake of simply observing. They were just weird. There's something wrong with these people. You ever get your spider senses start to tingle, figuratively speaking?
Sure.
And so,
I
don't recall which one of the militia members it was, but one of the militia members asked them to leave. And they did. They left. Unfortunately, the same couple attended, let me back up. There was a constitutional sheriff and peace officers open forum that was advertised in Las Vegas. And so this was just a meet and greet, a who's who, and people from the public were invited to attend to learn about what the CSPO was all about, and you know that we were there to educate people about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and what the true role of a law enforcement officer is, which is to serve and protect. You know, those officers that lost their lives those days, you know, on that fateful day, they were doing just that. They were just serving and protecting, being amongst the community. And that's what this CSPOA meeting was about, an open forum to educate the public. Believe it or not, as chance, and I want to reiterate that word, as chance would have it, these two individuals that allegedly shot and killed themselves attended the CSPOA open forum and requested to have their picture taken with none other than Sheriff Richard Mack. Now, I'm sorry, but a reasonable person has to look at this. If you look at all these shootings, the Aurora, Colorado shooting, Columbine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, one after the next, in every single one of these shootings, they had the same theme. There was always this common thread. You're looking at someone who, you know, was in some way infatuated with the Batman stuff or this gothic dress. They were heavy into these psychotropic drugs, be it prescription or otherwise, and, you know, heavy ties to some type of an MK Ultra program. And then in every case, it was somehow blamed on constitutionalists, libertarians, Ron Paul, Alex Jones, Sheriff Mack. And so as a trained investigator, I just have to stop, take a look, and say, you know, what's really going on here? What are your thoughts on that, Vince?
Well, I can tell you that I've spent quite a bit of time with Sheriff Richard Mack one-on-one. He's been to several of our Get Prepared expos. And while he was at the expos, I would stop and talk with him, I mean, privately, in groups. I introduced him on stage. I broadcasted with him. I sat opposite him at lunch, you know, at a restaurant. I really like Richard Mack, and I haven't seen anything that would lead me to believe he's anything other than honest and has the utmost integrity. And I've asked him point blank, have you ever drawn your weapon on someone? Have you ever had to scuffle, tase, beat up, slug? The answer is no. The answer is no, he has not. And he told me that, you know, he would say to someone, if he had to take him to jail, he could say, look, why don't we do this the easy way? And we'll put you in handcuffs and we'll take you to jail. Rather than slug it out and tase and, you know, gang up and pile up on somebody. So Richard Mack is the kind of guy that I'd want to have as my sheriff. As a matter of fact, I asked him if I should run for sheriff, and he said, can't you find somebody else? He'd rather have me behind the microphone than be a sheriff. I'd like to try both. But I really like Richard Mack, and you know, when you talk about pictures being taken with Richard Mack and others, at the Get Prepared Expo, I saw people who he didn't know would walk up to him and say, can I get my picture with you? And they'd hand their camera to someone else who nobody knew and say, would you take a picture of, you know, me and Richard Mack? So I saw these kinds of things happening over and over. It happened with Joyce Riley. It happened with Dr. Joel Wallach, Dr. Norm Shealy. You know, when people are in our public personalities, it happens a lot. So I can understand how a picture could be taken of Richard Mack and of someone in the audience, and how, you know, when people ask to have their picture taken with me, which is pretty rare, I say sure. I don't say, wait a minute, you need to be vetted. I don't do that, and I don't think very many others do either. So back to you.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm very upset over the way the media is manipulating and trying to create this story, this persona, that, you know, a respected sheriff like Richard Mack, who has literally dedicated his life, his adult life, to defending the freedoms and liberties of the citizens he was sworn to protect, and aiding fellow police officers in their fight to serve and protect their citizens, and somehow, in any way, condoned or promoted the mass murder of fellow police officers. That is so disgusting. I'm shaking right now. I'm so furious to think that someone would be so slimy. Who is the slimy, sadistic idiot that came up with this idea to paint, you know, Sheriff Richard Mack as some kind of a cult leader promoting someone to go out and murder his fellow brothers and sisters of law enforcement?
Mm-hmm. Well, Shane, I can tell you on numerous occasions when Richard Mack was at the Get Prepared Expo, I've offered to put him up at the farm, you know, along with others who are involved with USA Preparers and the Get Prepared Expo. And I would not do that if I had the slightest inkling that he was anything other than above board and had the highest level of integrity. I've seen him up close. I've been in a truck with him riding for distances, you know, where we've had a chance to chat. You know, just a couple sheriffs in the car and me, Chris Ann Hall, Sheriff Nick Finch, Sheriff Richard Mack, and me behind the wheel. You know, we've spent time together. He's a great man. And if he weren't, he would not be a USAPrepares.com instructor. If I didn't trust him, he would not be on the air with us. He would be removed. And let me just say this. This is probably the first time I will have mentioned this. There are just a couple individuals who let me down, who have done something that I thought was just slightly less than I expected. They're gone. They're gone. They are no longer part of USAPrepares.com.
Being above reproach, absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Richard Mack is one of us, and I'm here with you to defend him. That was not our plan today. Our plan was to talk about corruption in Arizona, and we'll get back to that. Shane Harger, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes. Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Shane Harder's with us. He's the former chief of police of Jemez Springs, New Mexico, a CSPOA member. And Shane, you know, since you and I met, your life has become way more complicated. Wouldn't you say?
To say the least. To say the least.
Yeah. And you've been robbed at gunpoint. You've been accused of fraudulent collecting of unemployment. What else has happened?
You know, it's just been a spiral. You know, everything was fine. When I was chief of police, we were just throwing bad guys in jail, getting people their stolen property back, defending the rights of rape victims. There's a particular rape case we were working and just really trying to make leaps and bounds. Got a commendation from the mayor, the city council, a really handsome raise. Received a citizens award from my citizens, which meant more to me than anything else. The fact that my citizens were telling me, hey, you're doing a great job and we really like what you're doing. My officers were happy. Everything was wonderful until I attended a CSPOA meeting. After that, I lose my job. I am denied collecting benefits for unemployment. I fought it, ultimately was, you know, given my unemployment benefits. Since then, an investigation was opened up. They tried to accuse me of fraudulently obtaining unemployment benefits, which is a no-brainer. Either I'm employed or I'm not. You fired me. I'm obviously unemployed. And, you know, a heroin case that I was working, there was a suspect in the vehicle. Who alleged 2 months after the arrest that she was fondled, and all of this stuff in light of all of the news media and the rhetoric and the nonsense coming down through Jemez Springs. So for whatever reason, I went from hero to zero in 2 days. And the only thing that happened between the time I left and the time I got back was I attended a CSPOA meeting. And so, you know, I'm keenly aware that there's something much larger than myself, something much larger than Shane Harger going on in the background. Now, my Bible, the scripture that I read says that, yea, all those who choose to live godly will suffer persecution. Now, that coupled with the old adage, no good deed will go unpunished. And that's, to sum it up, that's sort of where I'm at on this. I was robbed at gunpoint, and I thought it was just a typical robbery. Thankfully, I did not have to take a human life. I came very close to that, but I'm very thankful that everything worked out. We now have people in custody. But I started being questioned about that from family members and others, other law enforcement officers saying, you know, Shane, are you sure this was just a robbery? Or was someone trying to send you a message? Because it was just a little hinky. I mean, how did they know where you were at, who you were, you know, exactly the place you were going to be and what time you were going to be there? And I started putting the puzzles together and trying to look at it objectively. And, yeah, you know, all things considered, it doesn't pass the sniff test. When you look at the accusations that started being hurled at me after I attended the CSQA meeting, and suddenly, you know, somebody follows me and robs me at gunpoint and so on and so forth. And then you look at what's happened here in Las Vegas. It just really appears to me, you know, don't call me a conspiracy theorist when I say this, okay? But it really appears to me that things are being provocateured on so many different levels nationwide, not just in my situation, but just nationwide. A prime example, there's a very well-known radio personality by the name of Alex Jones, and he's been out on the streets doing promos and covering footage before and had women come up to him that he's never met in his life and basically just throw themselves at him and try and get photos taken with him and trying to discredit him. You know, that's on record, circumstances like that. And boy, there was this hollow, eerie echo in my head when I thought about what's going on with Sheriff Richard Mack. You know, somebody just shows up that he's never met before. You know, gee golly, let me get my picture taken with you. Then they decide to show up out at the Bundy Ranch. You know, they're escorted off the property by the militia. And then they go out and murder a bunch of cops. And suddenly on national news, they're trying to paint Alex Jones and Sheriff Mack and others as the brainchild behind this murder of our fellow police officers.
Which is absolutely nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. So, yes, we do have provocateurs. And we've had, you know, Shane, we've had them at the meetup at Ziggy's. And I'll talk a little bit about that when we get back. And let's talk about police corruption. Shane Harger, USAPrepares.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we got a meetup on Monday, and it's movie night at Ziggy's. We're going to show the video that that Dane Wigington produced. It's his video. And it's about geoengineering and the collapse of civilization through the spraying and modification of our weather. So we're going to show the video first. First, it'll be a monologue by me, my thoughts on the news and my views. Then we show the video. And then there'll be a live question and answer session with Dane Wigington. And he'll be connected via a teleseminar. So you'll be able to ask him your questions of the expert about geoengineering. Geoengineeringwatch.org. That's Monday, 5:30, Ziggy's, Sunshine, and Glenstone. Shane Harker's with us. Shane, you're talking about provocateurs. And we have had provocateurs at our Monday night meetup. We've had a meetup every week except for a couple times for Christmas or Thanksgiving. But other than that, we've had a meetup every week for over 3 years. And some of these provocateurs will try to sneak in and they'll try their best to say things that are 180 degrees from the point of view that I express on the radio and at the meetups. And they are disruptive. And sometimes others will be there and they'll try to record what I say at the meetups. And what I simply do is I go up to them and I welcome them. And I let them know that I know exactly who they are. And I know that everyone else will soon know who they are. And they always do the same thing. I say, hey, I'm Vince Fanelli. I'm glad you're here. Thanks so much for coming. And your name is? And
wow.
Okay. And then I say, you know, you guys are in the booth here together. I know you want to meet some new friends, and then I'll call over some of our seasoned students who will sit with them. I usually have ladies go sit with them, and the ladies will sit next to them and smile, and they know exactly what's going on. And these ladies are just brilliant at the way they do it. They're just very, you know, they're very congenial, and they'll look at these guys and say, hi, I'm glad you're here. And the guys will feel so uncomfortable because they know they've been found out, and they will leave within minutes. But some will try to stay, make their comments, throw their salvos out, and unfortunately for them, I have the microphone. And I have to put them in their place very, very quickly and very hard, and then they leave. So that's, I have seen these provocateurs. Now, when you talk about Richard Mack and the photographs, you know, things happen when you're in the media. And for example, I was in the right near the studio at KWTO, but at the radio station. And I was in the back there, back room. It's a very large back room where there are a whole bunch of cubicles. And I happened to be walking through, and this guy raced through. I never met this guy before. And he said, are you somebody? And I said, well, yeah, actually I am. I'm the guy that makes sure that the carpets are cleaned, you know, at night. And he looked at me and he said, well, I'm collecting autographs. I guess I might as well get yours. So I said,
wow.
Hey, I can do that. That was the first autograph and the only autograph that I've ever given. That's the only guy that ever asked me. And he wanted my autograph because he was collecting everybody's at the station. He had no idea who I was. He had no idea whether I was kidding him or not. But what I'm saying is, so somebody could take that autograph and say, well, I met Fanelli. Here's his autograph. Now, I don't know who he is. I probably would never recognize him again, and I'd probably not recognize some of the people who have asked to have their pictures taken with me, or some of the people at our expo that I've seen have their pictures taken with Richard Mack. So you're absolutely right. These things are being used against us, and the media, the old media, is responsible. What do they? Don't they realize that we are on their side, that we are protecting their freedoms, and there aren't a lot of us doing it? I mean, Alex Jones is, and there are some others. There are about 300 of us that I believe are actually involved in taking back America.
Well, you know, I don't agree with everything that I don't agree with everything that Alex Jones has said or stands for. I don't agree with everything that Sheriff Mack has said. There's, you know, he's entitled to his own opinion. That's what makes us each unique as individuals. But I can tell you this, in no way is Alex Jones or Sheriff Mack, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, or, you know, the Bundy Ranch in any way implicit in soliciting or promoting the mass murder of anyone, let alone fellow police officers. And so I would say to anyone that's out there listening, you know, open your eyes, do your own research, and see things for what they are. There's a pattern of conduct here. In every single one of these shootings, they have the same common thread, and it's always blamed on anyone standing for liberty. You know, there was forensic analysis done, allegedly, of the computers of the shooters, and they frequently viewed the Alex Jones show. They frequented the CSPOA website and also the Oath Keepers website and other libertarian websites. Well, good for them if they're studying liberty. You know, if you go to a library and you study the library, does that mean the librarian is somehow conspiring together to commit mass murder? No. It simply means that someone was researching at that location. And so I would say people should really use common sense and good judgment. The old media is doing everything they can to try to bring down those that are standing for liberty, to try and discredit those. And what they don't realize is the tyranny that they're working for will soon be turned against them.
Well, I just, you know, as you were saying this, I just pulled up some of the history of some of my searches. And, you know, yesterday I was looking at pollution from the NASA space program. I looked up Hillary Clinton breaking furniture at the White House. I mean, and I've been to Alex Jones' website, Infowars.com. I've done a lot of the things that you're talking about and those and more. And I believe that those searches could be used against me and you as well. So it's out of control, and the media should stand behind we the people. They really should. And what are they thinking? Really, do they really think that we are advocating anarchy? Because that is not what we're advocating. We are not advocating civil war and violence and revolution. And we are not advocating anything other than peace.
No, not at all. And, you know, in the last days, good shall be called evil and evil shall be called good. And that seems to be what's transpiring. I think we're certainly in a perilous time, and people really need to be prepared. It's one of the things that drew me to your shows, USA Prepares, educating people and getting them to prepare for what's coming down the pipe. There's nothing wrong with being ready to take care of yourself medically, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever the case may be. That's just the basic human rights, and I admire you and what you're doing for trying to educate people and trying to show people that there are tools out there that can help them through very difficult times when they come their way, be it your car stalled on a roadway during a flash flood, or you're camping and get snake bit, or who knows, FBI decides to throw a hood over your face and rendition you to Guantanamo Bay because you defend the Constitution.
You're absolutely right. And evil shall be called good. In that light, would you like to talk about some of the corruption in policing? Would you like to talk about that?
Absolutely. I mean, it's prevalent. It's certainly prevalent. The dinosaur media and also the modern media has been covering that. It sort of hits home here locally in Albuquerque. Right now, the Department of Justice is investigating the City of Albuquerque Police Department for wrongdoing. They are four times the national average for murder or deadly use of force, whichever you want to call it. When you shoot an unarmed homeless man in the back for camping, as far as I'm concerned, that's murder. And some people say, well, he had a knife on his side. Well, who cares? You can be armed and not dangerous. A knife is a tool. A car can kill someone just as dead as a firearm, but no one's advocating outlawing motor vehicles. No one's getting shot for driving down the road. And so that's the sort of thing that's happening in my locale. Now, I have inside information right now about the Albuquerque Police Department with the U.S. Department of Justice breathing down their neck. And what I'm not at liberty to disclose all of the details, but what I can tell you is that from the very highest level, down, there are people within the ranks of the Albuquerque Police Department who have conspired together to cover up unjustifiable homicide, cover up murder, see to it that evidence was suppressed, that it never saw the light of day, to intimidate witnesses that are attempting to cooperate with the U.S. Department of Justice, and so on and so forth. So corruption is certainly there, and it's prevalent. I think in your area, there's a situation that you might be able to touch on lightly, wherein someone ran for office, and basically they won, and next thing you know, they're in handcuffs and shipped off to jail for the next 5 years.
Well, absolutely. And he's in prison right this moment, and we are doing our best to get him out. And his name is Mike Parsons. He's a USAPreparers.com instructor. You know, there has been conspiring and collusion with not only him, but other USAPreparers.com instructors. One of our instructors I introduced, as I said, I'm delighted to introduce our newest USAPreparers.com instructor. He's a convicted rapist. He's a convicted murderer. And he didn't do it. And he sued the community for millions of dollars, and he was awarded it. But he spent 15 years in maximum security prison for a crime he did not commit. Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. Jeffrey Deskovic. And he committed no crime. And what happened was he was a student in high school. One of his classmates was murdered. And this was in upstate New York. And so what happened was the community or the police force solicited the assistance of New York City profilers. They said, well, it's going to be someone who's withdrawn and really deeply upset. And boy, oh boy, that fit Jeffrey Deskovic. They interrogated him for 7.5 hours, didn't give him any food, just gave him coffee. He'd never had it before. He was absolutely maxed out on caffeine. He was on the floor crying, and ultimately he was convicted of murder. Spent 15 years in the prison, maximum security. We'll talk about it in a minute.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparers.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fine is $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how National Radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh, God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For 2 seconds,
don't you...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Shane Harder is with us, and Shane, I just sent Jeffrey Deskovic an email asking him if he'd like to come back on the radio with us. Yeah, he was a young man, and I thought it was 15 years. It was actually 16 years that he spent in maximum security prison for a crime he didn't commit. And one of the reasons why is the judge informed the jury just before a holiday that they were going to stay over until they came to a decision. And they said, who wants to spend the holiday here in being sequestered? So they decided that the most expedient thing to do would be to find this man guilty. So he spent the next 16 years in maximum security prison. So it happens, and it's outrageous. And Mike Parsons is another case. He won an election, and the next thing is he finds himself in prison. And they want to make sure he's not available to run again during this election cycle right now. So they've got to keep him in prison so he can't do what he promised to do, which was audit Tipton County, Tennessee. Back to you.
My gracious. I'm sort of at a loss of words. You and I discussed briefly yesterday. We spoke, and I'm sure you could tell that our conversation was being held with my having a very heavy heart.
Absolutely.
I'm looking at all of the things that are happening. If you look at what's happening in our society, in our country, the very moral fabric is being just eviscerated. Our Constitution is being stripped away from us, and in the words of George Bush, it's just a GD piece of paper. You can read between the lines of my abbreviations, but you know, I'm just utterly shocked at the way things are going, and I don't know how much more I can stand. We spoke a while back about tolerance. How much will people put up with? How much will people stand? And I don't know how much longer I'm able to deal with this. I covet the prayers of your listeners, anyone that would lift me up in prayer and lift up Sheriff Mack. This is a difficult thing that we're doing. You know, I'm the regional spokesman for the CSPOA. For this district, and I can tell you, when you're, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. When you're out there talking to people and trying to educate people about liberty and about the Constitution and what this country was founded on, it drains you, and it takes away from your time to be spent golfing, fishing, time spent with my family, whatever else I could be doing. But I choose to spend this time trying to take care of what's important in life and trying to keep this country afloat. And so it's wearing me down. It's taking its toll on me. All the corruption that I see here locally, the corruption within my own agency there at the Hamer Springs Village, you know, it really does wear you down.
Shane, I can hear this in your voice because I know you better than our broadcast classroom does, because I spent more time with you in person, on the telephone, off the air, and on the air. And I can tell in your voice that you are, I believe that you've been threatened in many different ways and in many different approaches. I know there have been drive-bys of your home. I know that there have been situations that have put you in danger, as well as the armed robbery that happened. And I know that the state police are asking questions about you. So a lot of this pressure is tough to take. It really is. And I don't know if people, the 97%ers who don't get it, have any idea of what we're talking about. So, class, I'd like to ask you if you're of the opinion that prayer works. I'd like to ask you to consider saying some prayers for Shane Harger, his family, Sheriff Richard Mack, and his family. They can use them right now. Shane, thanks so much for being with us today. This is going to be a long and protracted fight to restore the United States to the way it was, to the Constitution and to the Bill of Rights. And George Bush, I heard him say exactly what you're saying. The Constitution is just a GD piece of paper. I saw him say it. It's an outrage.
Wow.
It's an outrage. Shane, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
And identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to unseennow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. Unseennow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at unseennow.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.